How to navigate the festive season within a budget and have some money left over for January. Cherie Kurtzer, financial advisor at Alex Forbes. As I write this, I, like many others, am counting down the days to the December leave period. It's a time when we finally down tools for a well-deserved break, yet it often brings added pressure to spend more than usual. For those who celebrate Christmas, there's the additional stress of finding the perfect, often expensive, gift for loved ones, frequently at the expense of the budget. Many companies also pay out a 13th check or bonus at this time of year, but for many people, the money is already mentally spent before it even reflects in the bank account. Add to that the excitement of the festive season and the fact that most people are paid earlier than usual, and you end up with a December to January stretch that feels more like 199 days than a few weeks. The result? Many start the new year in overdraft, tapping into the credit card they had just managed to settle or taking out loans to stay afloat. So, how can you avoid falling into the same trap this year? How can you enter January with money still in your bank account, even if it ends up being used for school expenses? As always, it begins with planning. Your usual monthly budget needs a festive adjustment to include January's obligations. Budgeting for the holiday season is essential, but consistent monthly budgeting is equally important. It may seem obvious, but start by ensuring you keep enough in your account for your usual expenses. Some companies now request permission to debit December month-end expenses earlier than usual, so it's vital to make sure these commitments are covered. What next? Cover your normal, non-negotiable December expenses. Estimate how much you'll need for January's once-off costs such as school deposits, stationery and uniforms. Set a budget for planned festive activities and stick to it. Then look at what remains for gifts and your own year-end indulgence. If you're hosting family, consider creating new traditions that help stretch the budget. While some families still expect the host to provide everything, many people understand that budgets are tight and that sharing costs makes the festive spirit go further. For shared gatherings, each family can bring a dish within their means or bring their own drinks. This lightens the financial load and reduces pressure on the host, allowing more time to enjoy the day rather than spending it in the kitchen. Gifts can be an emotional topic. One option is to focus gift giving on the children and agree on a reasonable price limit. Festive gifts shouldn't become a popularity contest or a way to buy affection. If your family prefers that everyone receives something, consider a secret gift system where each adult buys for one person only, based on an agreed list and budget. The intention is not to dampen the festive spirit, but to help you balance needs and wants so you don't regret overspending once the tinsel comes down. And what about a gift to yourself? You've made it through another busy year, something worth acknowledging. By planning your festive budget, you'll know exactly what you can afford as your personal year-end treat. A gift from you, to you the best kind. If you manage your budget well, you may even have money left over to help you navigate the long wait to January payday. Careful planning now means you won't be counting the days until you're paid again, nor will you enter 2026 with a financial hangover. In a perfect world, we'd save throughout the year for festive spending or buy gifts when they're on sale. While this isn't always possible, it doesn't mean you can't balance a joyful festive season with your financial responsibilities. Let 2026 be the year where you know where your money has gone, rather than wondering where it disappeared to. Like any new habit, it starts with small, consistent steps, beginning with a festive budget. If you need help knowing where to begin, speak to a financial advisor for guidance. Ends. Author at Cherie Kurtzer, Alex Forbes plus posts bio at Cherie Kurtzer, Alex Forbes #Malongui-disabled-length this savings month. Pay yourself first share on your socials.